And in general, you can also use the event.target reference to distinguish which component caused the event as well. So here's another example showing a similar kind of thing. In this case, there's just two buttons, a button called change to red, a button called change to blue. They're both added in the init function. Then the action method tests to see, it's just like the other one, it tests to see if event.target is an instance of button, and if so, it causes change color, except that the argument to change color is given as a reference to the button instead of the string that labels it. So you pass event.target to change color, and change color can test to see if the button B, which caused the event, is equal to either of the buttons, button 1 and button 2, that were created up here. So this is the use of equality to test whether two variables actually have a reference to the same object, to tell which button caused the event. Are there any questions about that? Yes. Oh, this is supposed to be two equal signs as well. Very good. Another typo. I guess we're recording this, so these typos are recorded for posterity. I don't have to write them down. We'll sort them out. Yeah, because one equal sign is assignment, and two equal signs is the test for equality. And you may have noticed in the previous slide